For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. One topic of discussion we come to again and again on the show is Alzheimer's disease and dementing disorders, because more and more of our community struggle with this disease. Today, I'm talking with a couple of researchers at the University of Kentucky who are studying a unique way of slowing the devastating effects of these diseases by using a low-tech method, engagement in creating visual art.
Support for Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine comes from UK Healthcare, home of the Markey Cancer Center, Kentucky's only cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute, providing the most advanced care for complex cases. More information at markey.uky.edu.
Dr. Alan Richards and Ms. Anne Christensen-Titian of the UK College of Fine Arts have been given a grant by the U.S. Alzheimer's Disease Centers to study the effects of visual arts activities on quality of life for people with mild to moderate dementia and their caregivers.
We believe that the visual arts activities, they are dynamic, enriching, and they engage the cognitive functions, motor skills, emotions. And with this, we believe that the art activities can slow the progress of cognitive decline and improve quality of life for individuals with Alzheimer's disease.
And what are the criteria for enrollment? What sort of individuals are you looking for?
So we're looking at individuals that have a diagnosis of mild to moderate dementia, and then a caregiver that can accompany the individual with dementia to the art activities and also participate with them. Because we're also looking at the quality of life for the caregiver, as well as the person who has mild to moderate dementia.
The study will involve pairing of different groups, right? And within the context of that, the socialization will take place, which is, as I may add, is important to the stimulation, and combined with the art activities will provide that extra boost in terms of improving or stimulating the cognitive functions, right?
And I know perhaps one outcome of this study will be publishing your results or making them known to others in the community.
Exactly.
Is there a movement afoot perhaps nationwide to get patients with early Alzheimer's disease more involved in visual arts?
There are some cognitive enrichment studies, but none that involve the arts. And also, most of them are centered upon the aging normal population. There aren't as many short-term cognitive enrichment studies for people with dementia, but there are a few. But none in the visual arts. I'd just like to mention that we have lots of fun, diverse types of activities. So we're going to have painting, sculpture, collage. The idea is to provide mentally stimulating and enriching visual arts activities. And challenge. There's going to be a little bit of challenge there, too. So,
yeah. And it's supposed to be fun,
yes,
as well.
Right. Always.
It's also supposed to be fun. And that part of it, I believe that the participants will really enjoy.
The bottom line, being engaged in life is healthy for you in more ways than we can imagine. For more information, as always, go to WUKY.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at WUKY.org.